Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Hey, good morning. My buddy Laura is on vacation, taking a long weekend to travel some, to see some childhood friends. Isn't it cool to keep your childhood friends? I think it is. Keep in touch with them. Always. One of my children will be getting married later this summer. I'll become father of the bride for the first time out of my three, who I told them, go out and conquer the world, and they seem to be doing that. And I told them, don't get married right away. Wait. They've certainly done that. One is over 30 years old. The second one is 28. She'll be getting married in Philly. And my youngest, 24, in Baltimore. So, hey, kids, hang in there. Speaking of kids, if you want to go see the Line Mountain kids, you should probably leave in a few minutes. They'll be departing the Line Mountain School, the Line Mountain softball team, to head to State College to play in the state championship game. Could you believe that? Now, some say this team came out of nowhere. But you people down there in the Line Mountain School District, you people down there in Pilla and Dalmatian, Herndon, you know how good this team has been since the beginning. So good luck, girls. They'll be departing the high school at 7. So let's see if we can get a big crowd over there at the high school and wish them well. We'll plan a little something at 7 o'clock right here on the morning show. Do we have that ready? I hope we do. Anyway, and back to kids. Viral comedy, your first dose of viral comedy for the day. Google hilarious toddler who won't say mama. Now, if you're a parent, sometimes there's a little competition. Your little infant is growing up. They're starting to talk. What are they going to say first? Mama or dada?
Say mama. Say mama.
Oh, try it again, Mom.
Say mama.
Try it again. I think she's going to say mama this time. She's thinking about it. Come on. Oh.
Say mama.
The patience of a mom. The patience of a mom here is amazing. Okay? Okay, it ain't going to happen, Mom. It goes on. It goes on for a while. Today's first piece of viral comedy guaranteed to make you smile. Dad, 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 as we head towards Father's Day. Not mama, mama, mama. Jimmy Kimmel with a late night soundbite coming up. What's new with Joe Exotic? Does anybody care? I know I don't. And we've got the Wise Market summer sizzling item of the day with a chance for you to win. Stay with us. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, rise and shine, everybody, and sizzle this summer with the Wise Markets and 94KX. Man, we've got winners so far from Herndon, Lewisburg, and Muncie this week. You could be the next winner this afternoon with Mark Stevens. All you have to do is remember the summer sizzling item of the day. And today it's Wise Market ice cream. That simple. An ice cream. Oh, I got to stay away from that stuff, type 2 diabetes. But every once in a while, I sneak myself a little ice cream. Wise Market ice cream. All you need to remember to win a $25 gift card from Wise Markets coming up this afternoon on 94KX. Not to be confused with Wise Markets, there's 7-Eleven. They have announced they're coming up with with five new flavors of big gulp drinks. Do we really need five new flavors?
7-Eleven introduces five new big gulp drinks.
Yeah.
They're even bigger and gulpier than ever.
Oh?
Featuring Diabetes Desert Lime.
Hey,
Freeze Berry.
Hey.
Toxic Tangerine.
No.
And their biggest big gulp, trash can sized Superpower Passion Fruit Punch.
Oh, boy.
With enough artificial sweeteners and caffeine that you won't have to drive to work, you'll be able to run.
This drink is So big, it has an undertow.
They'll even throw in some electrolytes and vitamins so you won't feel so guilty.
Right.
Hydrating America with all kinds of crap.
Yeah, that is just, I mentioned I'm diabetic and the guy makes fun of it. Okay, come on. We don't need it. I love myself a neighborhood 7-Eleven, though. Every day I drive by the one on Duke Street in Norrie, and I go, come on, baby, come on, drop. But it's still $3.13 a gallon. News is coming up next. Mark's got that. Rob, the Sports Center, and Steve's got the weather. It's Tom and Laura without Laura. 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
A woman in Ohio wanted McDonald's employees to mix all three slushy flavors into one cup. Well, when the counter girl said they can't do that, this customer walked around the counter, began spewing profanities, punched a female manager in the face while ripping off her mask, and then she apologizes. But then she goes back at the machine to mix her own slushy, punches another employee. Some guy recorded all this. And then the... Yeah, you're going to prison, lady. And then the cop showed up to clear it all up. The woman afterward apologized because she just wanted a slushie. All right, lady. Look. Look, this is what America's coming to. I'm embarrassed, all right? And for you, the lady who punches employees for a slushie... You're McCrazy!
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
That's crazy! What is this country coming to? I can't believe it. Every day. During the pandemic, we had to deal with Karen. The pandemic is what I hope to be behind us. But now Karen is like mild compared to what we're doing nowadays. Trying to mix your own slushy and punching McDonald's employees. This is what it's coming to. Wow. You're McCrazy, and there it is. Hey, on the way, we say good luck to the Line Mountain softball team heading to States. We'll do it in a special way. Coming up, stay with us. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
Hey, news is coming up. Mark's got the news. Rob, the Sports Center has the sports and exciting Steve with the AccuWeather. I'll tell you something exciting, Rob. Line Mountain is heading to the state championship in just a couple minutes.
Oh, just about to go. Oh, yeah, that's a big day today for those girls.
Yeah, they're heading out to State College to play in the softball state championship.
Class AA.
Yeah. Some never saw it coming. Others down there, Herndon Way, knew their team was good.
I'm sure before the season started, they said this is going to be a big year.
They've been gathering since 6 o'clock at the high school. Good morning to everybody. Let's give you a good old-fashioned send-off, all right?
Couldn't pick a better one.
Yeah, turn it up, okay? Line Mountain, head out to State College and rock it!
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place.
Hey, ladies.
We will rock you.
Woo! Yeah, sing that to Ligonier Valley. So let me get this right, Rob. Line Mountain represents the eastern part of the state?
That sounds right, yeah.
Okay, and yeah, Ligonier is probably...
Yeah, they're out in the western part of the state, yeah.
All right, so east meets the west to find out who is best.
Okay.
We will rock you.
Tom Morgan to Rob Center here. All right.
Not nearly as good as Freddie Mercury.
No, I'm sorry. Nobody's tops Queen, but...
And hopefully, later today, we can play the second part of this song.
Yes, that's what I was hoping for.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Maybe Mark Stevens will play that this afternoon.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yes.
All right, as the girls leave for State College from Line Mountain, good luck.
Woo!
Go get them. 94KX supports you. We will rock you. gosh, I hope the bus driver had that turned up loud. News is next. Rob's got the sports, right?
I'll be back.
AccuWeather and more. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Okay, here comes your list. You've been waiting for it. The worst TV and movie dads as we head toward Father's Day. Listen for them.
You need people drinking anything so long as it's not six kids that you didn't want in the first place. So trouble.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Ah, you two are the best kids any father accidentally ever had.
I'll teach you to laugh.
Frank Gallagher from Shameless, Darth Vader, of course, of Star Wars. Al Bundy is still in the top five, Married with Children. You may have to Google that. One of the funniest shows ever, but really avant-garde and just crossing the line back in its day. And who doesn't love to hate Homer Simpson? All right, there's your top worst dads in TV and movies. You could Google the entire list. My favorite comes in at the top 10 still. Do you remember Robert Duvall playing Bull Meacham in The Great Santini? He was like this military dad, and he was the worst dad ever. All right. But Randy Robinson is new in there. He's from The Wrestler. You remember that move? Yeah. And you can't forget Jack Torrance. Here's Johnny in The Shining. Not really a good dad. But the list is really cool. I mean, just Google it and take a look. You see, like, Michael Corleone was a bad dad. He was just getting the job done. Wasn't a good job, but what the heck. And, okay, George Jung, or was it Young, in Blow, Johnny Depp. Yeah, he's right there. How was your dad, though? Was he a good dad? Hopefully he wasn't one of the worst in TV and movies, or one of the worst, period. I had the greatest dad in the world. That's all I could say. I miss him every day. He's been gone about 8 years. If your dad is the best dad, Yeti, and my dad was Clint Eastwood. He loved Clint Eastwood, so sometimes I think he actually became him. He had the raspy voice that I have inherited. Everybody's always like, oh, Morgan, your voice. Maybe you should go see a doctor. Yeah, my dad was Clint Eastwood. And when I did something wrong, he would be like, get on the front porch, boy. We need to talk. And I would be like, oh, boy. Yeah, that kind of thing. But he was also like the best little league coach. He never coached me, but he coached other kids for generations of kids. And he was wonderful there in the South Wilkes-Barre Little League. And he also umpired after he got out of coaching. He was a behind the plate ump in Little League for years. A construction worker, a hard worker, and a great dad. I don't want to get emotional. Anyway. The best dad Yeti is going on, and we've heard some emotional stories, including the one yesterday where the dad nominated his son, who doesn't have any kids, but left a successful job in Philly to move to Ohio to help his sister, a single mom, raise her child. And he's still doing it to this day. Some amazing stories have come up. Think about your story, whether it is your dad or your kids. Being a dad now, or maybe an uncle, or a great-grandfather, a grandpa, what, pappy, whatever. The best dad Yeti is powered by Brewers Outlet, and that Yeti will be full of gift cards and prizes from great people like Penn's Tavern. Morning, Tommy. Merch Meats. Morning, Nub. Papa John's Retro Ultimate Express Car Wash. Butch and the Boys. And we even have two realtors from Bowen. Melissa and Christine, who have made a gift basket just loaded with gift cards and stuff like that. The best dad Yeti will be announced tomorrow. Your chance to qualify your dad could be coming up any minute. That's pretty cool. Late night soundbite on the way. Speaking of best and worst, New Jersey was recently voted the number one state in America. Yeah, hard to believe. Birthday buddies on the way and more. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Laura's on vacation for a long weekend in the Midwest. It's Morgan, your old buddy Tom Morgan, hanging out with you. Birthday buddy's coming up in a bit. Can I handle it without Laura? I guess I'm missing her energy because she loves this portion of the show. First, we do the musical birthdays, and she sings. Sometimes she gets out of control. But it's part of the show. Happy birthday musically today to Kendrick Lamar.
Down. Love and lust.
Down.
All of us. You're a big Kendrick Lamar fan, aren't you?
Absolutely. NASCAR racer.
No. The R&B singer-rapper.
Oh, yes, of course.
Hey, won a Pulitzer Prize. All right, happy birthday, Kendrick. He's 34. Here's one you'll know, though, Mark. Maybe you missed on Kendrick Lamar, but you do remember the Copacabana, right, bud?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Been there many times.
You danced to the song, right?
Sadly, I probably did.
Yes, we all did in the 70s. And for some reason, the DJ at a wedding you'll go to this weekend still plays it. Anyway, a happy birthday to Barry Manilow. He's 78 years old today. Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. Feel free to sing along. And Mark, go ahead and dance because I know you don't know the words. Kendrick Lamar and Barry Manilow, today's musical birthdays. I don't think you could get any farther apart. But anyway, there you have it. Musical birthdays, but now it's time for Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies. Happy birthday, Audrey Roy. She's 48 today. Bob Mole from Norrie. Hey, Bob. He's 58 years old today. Cheyenne Genth from Sealands Grove is 25. Welcome to the Quarter Century Club, Cheyenne. Donald Kemberling. It's not pronounced like a G, right? When it's a K, it's definitely a K. Yeah, Donald Kemberling from Middleburg is the nifty 60. Whoa! Gail Martell from Cornwall is 56. Jack Kappen, 15 years old today. Hey, Jack, enjoy your summer, buddy. School will be here before you know it. Lisa Culp is celebrating her 59th. Lisa Saxton is 52 today. Happy birthday, Liz Long. She's 68. Phyllis Dia, or maybe it's Dea, but my guess is it's Dia. She's 60 years old today. Happy birthday, Phyllis. Roger Musser from Middleburg is 58. Ryan Schaefer from Sunbury. Lordy, lordy, Ryan's 40 already. Happy birthday to Scott Young. He's 49. And an old sucker mom buddy of mine, Tracy Smith from Northumberland, is 52 today. Nobody on the text club. We've been having issues. People don't like texting the word birthday. You should do that to get to us quicker, okay? And nobody on the social media, as far as I could see, that's also a masterpiece of Laura's. She gets all over that every morning. We're flying solo today. Hey, everybody has a birthday, though, and we love to celebrate them. So, you know, get it to us. Become a member of our text club. All right? Also, just send us your birthday. Snail mail, we don't care. Text them to us. Use the Ford Fun Line toll-free anytime. And, of course, their social media with the Tom and Laura Facebook page. Each and every morning about this time, it's Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies. A 94KX News Sports and AccuWeather coming up next.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Time for some viral comedy. You're going to love this one. Google the man, the guy who plays Take On Me, the 80s hit, by slapping himself in the face.
Ow.
You go, boy! Wonder what the concussion protocol is for this complete song. Google it, guy performing Take On Me by slapping himself in the face. We'll talk about the best dad Yeti coming up. And where is the best dad? The best dad state in the United States is Iowa. Is that why Laura's there right now? Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Tom here, Laura in the state of Iowa, which was just voted the daddest state in America. What does the daddest state mean? Well, it's based on your typical dad wearing his New Balance sneakers and his, you know, his big baggy jorts, you know, and his grilling habits that you can't figure out, but you can't come near. Heard Chad Evans talking about that the other day. Who touched my grill? It's a dad thing. All right, and of course, it's based on dad telling the dad jokes.
What do mermaids wash their fins with? Tide.
Did you know in King Arthur's time, one of the knights of the round table collected taxes? His name was Sir Charge.
What did the fried rice say to the shrimp? Don't walk away from me.
Stop.
Stop. Says?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you hear Steve Harvey and his wife got into a fight? It was a family feud.
All right. We got Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg helping us out. But I'm sure your dad tells the same jokes. I don't. I try to make mine a little spicier or a little more thought-provoking. But we have Chad Hershberger here. And thank goodness for Chad. Maybe tomorrow we'll have him call in just before Father's Day to do his best dad jokes. Nobody does it better than our news department's Chad Hershberger. Hey, we're still looking for the best dad. Yeti, we've got some great stories. You could qualify again today and tomorrow. We find out who wins that Brewers Outlet Yeti, loaded with gifts from some great people like Penn's Tavern. Who doesn't want a gift card from there? Go, Tommy, go. Mertz Meats. Nubby Smoked Meats. Best. Yeah, just saying. Papa John's Pizza for everybody. Retro. I love Retro in downtown Lewisburg. Sneak into the guys department there and buy your dad a present. Ultimate Express Car Wash, Butch and the Boys. Hey, I didn't forget you, Bobby in Danville. And also, the Bowen Agency, two realtors, Melissa and Christine, they're adorable. They loaded up a basket full of stuff, and that will be inside the Yeti as well. The Brewers Outlet Yeti will be given away tomorrow, just in time for Father's Day, with the best dad Yeti. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
KX. We'll
carry on. Body safe to shore.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Well, Laura's not in today, but there's plenty of good news. High school, well, they're all out right now. Graduations are just about wrapped up. But how about that carpentry class at Louisa County High School in Virginia that wrapped up the school year by building a needy family a house.
They get their hands on everything from masonry at the beginning all the way to final trim work and painting at the end. You have to problem solve. You can't just go to the store and get more lumber or get another tool. You've got to be able to work together and collaborate.
We really target working families who need just a little bit of extra help to take the step to home ownership.
You betcha, that's more than extra help. They built an entire house for a needy family in that Louisa County in Virginia. That's good news. Okay, maybe you're taking your dad fishing for Father's Day. How about this guy? He got more than he could handle. Or did he? A fisherman pulls up his net and has a great white shark in it. Wow.
Oh my God, he's dragging so much. Oh, if I try to grab it, he's going to go crazy. Okay, slow.
Look out, man! The video has gone viral, but the fisherman, Sean Bailey, actually freed the shark from his net. The shark wasn't hurt, and you know what? Neither was he. And that makes it good news. Hey, Saturday is Juneteenth, marking the end of slavery in the United States. And now it's going to be a federal holiday. The Senate voted unanimously on Tuesday, and then the House passed it yesterday. It'll now be the 11th federal holiday in the United States. The last new one we added, Martin Luther King Day, way back in 1983. Here's something for you locally to mark that occasion. A regional Juneteenth celebration, we could call it. It happens in Williamsport's Brandon Park on Saturday. The Lycoming Tri-County NAACP, along with Lewisburg's Area Community Zone, have joined together to do a celebration in Brandon Park. Now, listen up. It starts at 9 a.m. at the Freedom Road Cemetery in Loyal Sauk Township, Lycoming County, where there will be a prayer ceremony for those who have fallen. Okay? Now it moves off to Brandon Park, where there will be guest speakers, and then a celebration of unity. Food trucks, art exhibits, open mic opportunities, even a vaccine clinic where the first bunch of people vaccinated for COVID will get free gift cards from Sheetz. Hey, this is more than just good news. It happens in Billtown. It's local, and it's good for all of us.
The Good News. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Laura's away for a long, long weekend. But Father's Day weekend is coming up. And did you know that 53% of Americans say they inherited some of their bad snacking habits from their dads? Yeah. And not only did you inherit it from your dad, or maybe your mom, but you still have them today. So here's the top 10 snacks that you loved as a kid that you may still be eating nowadays. And mind you, this top 10 could be a gift list for your dad for Father's Day. Keep it simple, right? Number 10 was fresh fruit. That wouldn't be bad, right? As long as they're not candy apples or something. I don't know. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I could see giving a fruit basket to my dad for Father's Day when I was a kid. He'd be like, what the hell is this? Couldn't you afford Budweiser? Anyway, number 9 is olives. A snack? Olives? Only if they're in the bottom of a martini glass. Thank you. Number 8 is chocolate. What dad doesn't like chocolate? Cured meats comes in at number 7. All right. Soupy brothers to the rescue, right? Coal region people, go get your dad some cured meat. He'll love you forever. Cheese comes in at 6. Corn chips at 5. Pretzels at 4. Popcorn at 3. Potato chips at number 2. Middlesworth, get ready. Here comes a rush of Father's Day gifting. And cookies rounds up the list of the top 10 snacks we ate as kids because our parents liked them, and we still eat them today. I'm trying to think of somebody I know with kids that'll be getting a Father's Day present barrage. Chad Evans, there you go. How many kids does Chad have now? 10 or 15? Something like that? He could cover that list. He may need the olives, too. I mean, but he's definitely a cured meat, cheese, and potato chip kind of guy. There you go. There, I hope his wife is listening. Hey, just load up the snacks and give them to old Chad. Matt, the news guy. His wife just had a baby. She's not going to be able to go shopping. Maybe she could just sneak out to the mini mart and get dad some corn chips. Or popcorn or cookies. I don't know. I got only one daughter visiting me this weekend, but you know what? I haven't seen her since Christmas, and I'm really excited about it. So, Anna Bug, if you're listening, just bring chocolate. I know I'm diabetic. I'll only eat one piece, I promise. One piece an hour for the entire weekend. Anyway, the other two kids, Los Angeles and Philly, probably not going to see those two. Maybe a surprise visit from my South Philly girl. Maybe. I don't know. But hey, if you can't afford the big gift, just get dad some snacks for Father's Day. Tom and Laura in the morning. News, sports, and AccuWeather next.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, we got something new for you tomorrow. Tom and Laura's Yes or BS. I don't know if you've heard it before, but it's pretty hilarious. It's a simple true or false question. All right? True would be yes. False would be BS. And sometimes the questions are local, which excites you people. Questions like yes or BS, Sunbury School District merged with Norrie School District to make Shikellamy. That answer was yes, and now they laid everybody off, so it's crazy. Anyway, it's sad is what it is. Anyway, those fun questions that we, like, have to think about. Maybe it was history before we were around. A simple yes or BS question, and you can win from Honor Roll in Northumberland. Yes or BS, Honor Roll is like the best sandwich place ever. Yes would be the correct answer. Anyway, you can win a gift card from Honor Roll in Norrie. Queen Street, just off every intersection. It's easy to find, but for some reason it's a secret. No, everybody go there. See Zach and the gang. They're great people. As a matter of fact, we'll be heading out this morning to shoot video there. I'm wearing a shirt with pink flamingos on it. Was it poor wardrobe planning or not? We'll find out when we go to shoot. See if Zach likes my shirt, right? We're going to shoot over at Honor Roll. But tomorrow morning, again, yes or BS, a fun new feature. We're not going to stress your brain or crack your cranium or bust your head, whatever. It's a simple yes or no question. Yes or BS from Honor Roll Northumberland tomorrow morning during a Flashback Friday. 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Don't forget his lunch, man. It's always full of 80s and 90s. Cool stuff. Mark Stevens this afternoon with a chance for you to sizzle and win with Wise Markets this summer. And my girl Sammy's here at night, Sam Tyler. Laura's away for a long weekend. I'm visiting a friend. I'll do a thought for the day because I found this today and it made me laugh out loud. Maybe you agree with this where you work. If you do, go ahead and post it, share it. I don't care. Today's parting thought for the day. I don't think I get enough credit for the fact that I do this job every day, all day, without medication. Have a good day, everybody.